everybody. I'm Karen Hartglass. You're listening to It's All About Food. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's August 6, 2013. A lovely summer day. The summer winds came blowing in from across the sea. I'm forgetting the words already. And have you heard that song recently? And I'll tell you where you've heard it if you've been paying attention to what I've been telling you. And that is the new Swing Gourmets, The Making of the Swing Gourmets, our documentary food show, The Real American Barbecue. We sing that at the end, and I don't mess up the words like I just did just now. Anyway, I'm hoping that if you haven't seen it, you check it out. It's 28 minutes. Go to swinggourmets.com. Right? Okay, this is going to be fun. I've been looking forward to this for a long time, and I'm surprised that I haven't had this guest on the show earlier than today. But I've got Rob Poe here in the studio with me, and he's known as Broccoli Rob. He's an accomplished singer and songwriter from New York, voted ABC Radio Network's Best New Unsigned Artist. He's been on radio, television, and performed throughout the USA as well as Europe. And we're going to learn a lot more about Rob and Broccoli Rob right now. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen. It's great to be here. Got to get closer to the mic over here.
Yeah. Okay. So welcome to It's All About Food.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to be here.
Great. Okay.
I brought my guitar just in case you want to hear a little.
Yes, we
little
do. We're gonna check into that in a little bit. But first, we need to know about you. So let's just jump into the serious stuff, and then we'll lighten it up a little bit. My understanding is you had a health crisis of your own, and somehow food came to your rescue. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That's right. I was actually, my dad was sick. My dad had lung cancer, and I was trying to find help from my dad. And I called a mutual acquaintance. His name is Barry Hartglass.
That's my brother. You know, I don't know if you noticed the musical intro when we came into the show, but that was composed and played by my wonderful, talented musician brother.
Very talented musician. And I gave him a call, and he said, talk to Karen. Give Karen a call. She has so much information about health, getting well. And you recommended a book. And I read the book. It was called Eat to Live by Dr. Joel Fuhrman. I read the book. I followed his diet. Well, actually, I'm getting ahead of myself. It was actually my dad had passed away probably 2 days before I read the book.
Oh, yeah.
And but the book made so much sense to me. And I started reading the book and following the diet religiously, and I started feeling fantastic. I felt really, really good. And I wasn't even aware that I had an autoimmune disease. And so I went to the doctor for a physical, and he said, you know, your blood tests resemble rheumatoid arthritis, lupus.
Wow.
So he sent me to a whole bunch of doctors, and they all wanted me on prednisone, steroids.
You didn't have any symptoms?
I did.
Okay.
But I thought that's how people felt.
That's just getting old stuff.
That's just getting older and
so what did you
achy
have? You have
joints,
some,
yeah. Feeling tired all the time, rashes on my body, number of things.
It's amazing what we accept as normal.
Yeah.
And I love to say this, but most of us don't know how good we can feel.
Exactly.
We just don't know.
That's right. I didn't know until I started eating fruits and vegetables, high micronutrient foods, following the diet in that book. And I felt better than I ever did in my life.
Well, everybody knows I'm a big fan of Dr. Joel Fuhrman. He's been on this program before, and he's a dear friend. And I think he's a great, great man, and he's brilliant.
Yeah.
Other than that,
well, mind you,
I want to say that many people read his book, and it's been on the New York Times bestseller list now for, I don't know, 100 weeks plus or something, which is great and long in coming. But there have been a number of naysayers and people that have said it's too rigid, it's too hard.
Well, being sick is too hard. Being sick is too hard. And I didn't find it difficult, actually. I mean, the first week I did, to be honest, I said, there's no way I can do this. But I was going through the whole withdrawal thing. Mm-hmm. And just, it's like going off caffeine or cigarettes or drugs. You know, you feel horrible in the beginning. But after a while, you start feeling really good. And that's what happened to me.
Yeah, we were talking about vitality. I think it was last week. And when people continue to eat foods that are difficult on the body, mm-hmm. at some point, the body just gives up and says, I can't work on purging this stuff. There's only a limit to what I can do. And so it just lets it accumulate. Mm-hmm. And one way or another, we fall apart. Mm-hmm. But then when you stop taking in the toxins and you're feeding your body with cleansing foods and nutritious foods, the body's allowed to start cleaning out. And it can be really uncomfortable during that initial cleaning phase.
Yeah. You want to sleep a lot. You want to stay in bed. You feel tired.
Hydrate.
Yeah, but it's definitely worth it. I feel fantastic.
Now, can I ask you how old you are?
Nope.
No.
You I look, keep that a secret.
Okay, well, you look pretty good.
Thank you.
I'm assuming, I mean, I know that you've got to be older than a certain age, and most people I know that are older than that certain age don't look as good as you.
Is it because of the music I like? Is that?
I think it's the vegetables. My favorite vegetable.
But, you know, all my life I thought I was eating healthy. For some reason, I got into reading books when I was about 16 years old about diet, nutrition, vitamins. And I thought I had a healthy diet. You know, I thought what the government guidelines tell you to eat was healthy.
Scary.
And it's pretty scary.
So what kind of diet were you on?
I was eating, you know, low-fat chicken, low-fat cheeses, and grain breads,
okay.
You know, that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. But I found out that I don't do well with grains.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to avoid grains.
Yeah, it's hard for people to realize that that is very inflammatory and mm-hmm. and oftentimes leads to different forms of arthritis and lupus, like you said, and mm-hmm. and all the illnesses that are lumped into autoimmune diseases. There's so many of them, and I think that's one reason why people don't realize that food is really the cause of all of them. Because when we see things that are that manifest themselves so differently, mm-hmm. we think that they're different, but they're really
right.
the same thing. It's
right.
just a now there are theories about how autoimmune diseases are caused, and my understanding in very simple layman terms is you get these proteins that are really hard to digest in your gut, and your gut wall somehow gets compromised, and these undigested proteins get into your bloodstream, and then your body creates these anti-proteins to deal with them, and then they kind of mutate and become these things that will in one way or another wreak havoc, either in a joint or with multiple sclerosis. It'll cause some scarring on the myelin coating on the nerves, and it's just fascinating. Mm-hmm. You can get asthma and all kinds of different rashes on your skin.
Well, that was one of my symptoms, asthma.
Fatigue, of course, that mysterious
right.
symptom, fatigue. I mean, everybody's tired. How do you pinpoint what it is?
Right. It's amazing. You can turn all of that around just by changing your diet. It's unbelievable.
And how long did it take for you?
I went back to my original doctor about 2 months after following a plant. Well, I'm a high micronutrient diet, and about 2 months later, he said, I can't believe this. I've never seen anything like this. He says, your blood work is perfect.
Wow.
And not my cholesterol went down, my ANA numbers, the antibody numbers, all those rheumatoid markers, everything went down. It was amazing, amazing. And that's why I created the Broccoli Rob Show.
Okay, now let's get into that. So what is the Broccoli Rob Show?
Well, I've been a musician all my life, as you probably know. I toured Europe with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. I was the lead vocalist for them.
Wow.
I did some television shows, Star Search, things like that. Had songs on the radio. And I always wanted to, well, people ask me, they say, you know, why don't you do a kid show or something? And I never had anything I felt to offer. I didn't want to go out and sing nursery rhymes and that kind of thing. So, but it just hit me one morning. I was lying in bed and I said, you know what? I should spread the word about healthy eating to children. They don't know, you know, maybe their parents told them, but if they could identify with like a modern day Popeye, maybe they would eat more fruits and vegetables. I don't even know if Popeye's on television anymore.
I don't know, but he certainly had it right.
He had it right with the spinach.
I'm strong to the finish because I eat my spinach.
Yeah, it was just canned. He needed to eat some fresh.
Fresh, okay. But
it worked for Popeye.
Right.
But anyway, no, I've been writing songs that children could understand about healthy eating. And
I love the name Broccoli Rob. So
Broccoli Rob.
When we eat Broccoli Rob, the food, R-A-B-E, I think it is, right?
Yes, R-A-B-E.
R-A-B-E, right. It's a delicious vegetable. It's a very bitter green, probably not as popular with kids because it's so bitter, unless they have a developed palate.
Right,
but it's a great food, and I love that you're Broccoli Rob. Okay, so you've been around a variety of schools. This is great for the young. Kindergarten through what age?
It's generally kindergarten through fifth grade.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do during the show?
Oh, man, I have costume changes. I have different characters. I actually studied martial arts for about 12, 13 years, and I have a character in the show where I do a little karate demonstration, and the character's name is Bruce Leek.
Bruce Leek.
The kids don't know Bruce Lee, but...
Right. Why not?
You know, when the teachers are attending the show, they get a kick out of it as well, so they get the humor.
Right. So they get to see that vegetables are fun, vegetables are strong.
Mm-hmm.
And the message that vegetables are good for you doesn't really play well.
Right, right.
Because one of the things that children are learning as they're becoming adults is how to formulate their own opinions, and
right.
they kind of want to push the boundaries and be contrary.
Right.
So there's a way you have to trick them into making the right choices.
Right. They're thinking, well, you know, if this made Broccoli Rob healthy and strong, it may help me, too. I'm going to do it. And in fact, I get letters from parents and the kids. The teachers will have the kids sit down and they write a whole bunch of letters and draw pictures and send them to me. And it's amazing. One of them actually brought tears to my eyes. A parent sent me an email after her child saw the show. And she told me her child had autism. And she said she's been trying to get her child to eat more salads, and her child wouldn't touch the salads.
Mm.
She said after she saw that show, she went home and had 5 bowls of salad. And when I heard that, I get the email, and I'm thinking, oh, no, what did I do?
Right.
Did I say something wrong? Did I upset a parent, telling them, you know? But, in the show, I don't tell people, don't eat meat, don't do this, don't do that. I just say eat more fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to upset anybody or
right.
anything like that. But on a show like this, I'll tell you what I really feel about meat.
Okay, we'll get to that in just a moment. When we talk about autism specifically, one of the symptoms is that the children typically don't want to eat, or they don't want to eat the right things. They're really picky eaters. And a certain number of them have been healed or cured or improved by eliminating wheat and dairy. There's this diet that's specifically geared towards eliminating wheat and dairy, and a lot of autistic children have found relief from it. It doesn't work with all of them, and I'm not sure exactly why that is, but it has helped. And it's really hard when a parent wants to do that because the child is such a picky eater and you take away some of their favorite foods. So to find a way, and maybe you've got it, where you've got this fun way to get even the pickiest of eaters wanting to eat salad.
I hope so.
That's
I hope
genius.
It works with more, you know, more children. But it has to come from the parents, too. I mean, the parents are laying out the food for the children.
Yep.
So they need to be aware of this.
I mean, how many times have you heard parents say, you know, I don't know why my kids eat all the junk food that they do. And then you look in their cabinets. Well, where's the junk food coming from? You're buying it and you're eating it.
Right. It's like the parent smoking cigarettes saying, don't smoke.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't do as I say, not as I do. Does not go very far. All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your anger now.
Oh, my anger.
So you were telling me that you were sharing your revelations with food with some friends, and you don't always get the response that you like.
Well, you know, you really can't change people's, maybe you can, but you can't change everybody's mind. And I was having a discussion with somebody about eating healthy, and their feeling was no matter what you eat, no matter what you do, your genes are dictating how your health is going to be. It has nothing to do with what you put in your body.
Of course, those are the G-E-N-E-S genes,
right,
not
right.
The Levi Blue jeans.
That's right.
Well, we hear that all the time, and you have to ask yourself, why do people believe that? And they believe it because that's what they've been told to believe.
Mm-hmm.
The last 50 years or so, as we've been discovering DNA and chromosomes and genes and what, and we're trying to figure out what they're good for and what they do, we've been sort of learning about genes. But I think what we're learning now is the genes are there, but they don't express themselves unless given the right opportunity. And if you keep yourself on a diet like Dr. Furman recommends, loaded with nutrient-dense plant foods and minimal or little junk, your genes just don't express themselves. But your friends
don't. There's new studies coming out.
Your friends don't believe that when you tell them.
No, they don't believe it. And I understand. You know, we live in a society where we're not taught too much about eating healthy, and what they tell you is healthy may not really be healthy. You know, so
now when you get these gigs in the school. Who gets you to come? Initiates that?
The PTA. PTA. They hear about it through other schools or through my website. They'll do a search. I'm also registered with BOCES, the the Arts and Ed catalog.
Right. Now, is that just a New York program, or is that outside
of New York? It's county to county. It's Westchester, Putnam, Suffolk,
right.
Nassau. So I'm registered in that catalog. The parents or the teachers or principal will go into this catalog and say, I want to find a health-based program. And, you know, my show pops up.
And you have a website?
I have a website, thebroccolirobshow.com.
The Broccoli Rob Show, but that's broccoli with an R-O-B, Rob.
That's right.
Right, not Rob, R-A-B-E, like the luscious, bitter broccoli vegetable with a little garlic and lemon juice. That's so good, and I could really enjoy some right now.
All right, great.
No,
sounds
you're
great.
The Broccoli R-O-B.
Yeah. Or BroccoliRobShow.com.
Oh, both.
Either one will work.
Very clever. You have both.
I have both. I keep myself covered.
That's right. Well, it makes me think of myself because I was talking about the swingin' gourmets earlier, and the swingin' ends in an I-N apostrophe. We dropped the G, and we got the swingin' gourmets.com.
That's very country.
It is what it's. It's whatever
swingin',
you want it to be. But the Swing Gourmets, it just has one G in the middle, swingandgourmets.com. And then when we were noted in the San Francisco Chronicle as one of their best picks when we were doing a show out in April in San Francisco area, they spelled it wrong and did Swinging Gourmets, two G's in the middle. And immediately I bought that domain and had it forwarded to our website. You have
That's
to have
smart.
Yourselves covered, right?
Smart.
So
yes.
The Broccoli Rob Show and Broccoli Rob Show,
right.
Either way, gets you there.
Right.
Because I imagine parents out there, any of you that are out there, that want something fun and you're probably frustrated because your kids aren't learning much about healthy diets and fruits and vegetables, or maybe you're getting your kids interested, but they're so pressured by all their friends who are eating all the junk. Mm-hmm. Here's a great thing. Get this Broccoli Rob show into your school and get your kids wanting to eat five bowls of salad when they come home. Right?
It seems like it's working, so.
Good. Now, can we get a taste? Can we get a little sample? Do you think you could do a song for us?
Well, you know what's funny? On my regular music CD, I still perform my original music for adults. I had a song on my last CD, and it was a song about eating healthy, taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really a love song in disguise.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, isn't that what it's all about? Taking care of yourself is really a love song,
right.
Or a love action you can do for yourself and for those who care about you.
Right. And you could get that CD on CD Baby or my website, robertpoemusic.com.
Robert Poe.
Yes.
Poe as in Edgar Allan.
Yes.
RobertPoe.com.
RobertPoeMusic.com.
RobertPoeMusic.com.
RobertPoe.net. I don't want to confuse everybody with all these websites.
Right, but RobertPoeMusic.com. So let's hear it.
I'm eating my greens, no more candy in between, 'cause you're sweet enough, it's true. I'm getting strong, I want to live real long, I want to be around for you. Well, you're my reason for this good eating and working out every day. Nature's concoctions will rid my toxins. Baby, I changed my way. I'm eating my greens and getting hard and lean. It's something everybody should do. I want to be strong. Yes, I want to live real long. Yes, I want to be around for you.
Ooh, I love it.
But that's not in the kids show.
Oh,
that's just on my.
I love it.
Regular CD.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Thank you.
You have a fine voice there.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, on the kids show, I'm doing tunes like choo choo, choo choo, riding on the veggie train, choo choo. You know.
That's awesome. Who loved that? I love that. And I want to know if you loved it. You can send me a message at info@realmeals.org and let me know what you think of Rob Poe, and then I'll tell him. Or you could just go right to his website and tell him yourself. But that was really something. More people need to be singing about greens.
About greens.
All of us need to do our part, because personally, okay, you're a musician, you're an artist, and you're using what you do to tell the world what you're passionate about. We all should be doing that. And I really believe in the arts.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the best ways to get any kind of message out. The arts have been used forever. People that have had political issues over time, they put messages in their paintings, they put messages in their music in order to get people to think about it.
Right.
And we kind of need a new movement. During the civil rights era, we had that whole folk music thing that started, and everybody was singing about war and peace. And now it's time for everybody to just be singing about foods, green food, broccoli Rob,
well, the
kale.
Swinging Gourmets should meet Broccoli Rob.
Well,
and
we absolutely will.
No.
Yeah. That's really good. Okay, so we just have 5-6 minutes left. And anything else you're angry about you want to talk about?
Well,
you're not really an angry guy.
No, I'm not angry. I'm not angry. I just, you know, when you're trying to do something good for yourself and good for other people, and then you have people telling you, no, you know, that healthy eating, that's nonsense, you know. I'm just going to eat whatever I want to eat, and I'll be fine. It's in my genes, you know. whatever. That makes me a little angry, but...
Well, fortunately, we have the internet now, and people who are interested in this information, for one reason or another, either they're really ill and their doctors have not provided any help and they're looking for help, or they just want to feel healthier and they're starting to learn. And there's a lot of different websites. There are doctors and nutritionists and health coaches and all kinds of opportunities for people to learn and discover what can get them feeling better and feeling healthy. And all that's great. But I think we need as many avenues as we possibly can. I love all the different religious versions. Like, there's the Christian veg and the Jewish veg, and I believe there's a Muslim groups that are promoting vegetarian, cruelty-free, healthy diets. So there's the religious contingent. There's all different contingents that appeal to different demographics. And I think you and me, we're moving the art world and the music world, and what better way to do it with some fun songs to make it... Make it fun. Okay, we know the food's great. We know that now. There are just a gazillion cookbooks, and there are more and more restaurants.
It tastes great. Better than if I see a slice of pizza sitting there, I know how horrible I'm going to feel if I eat that pizza. And I've taken bites of that pizza since I've been eating healthy, and I feel horrible. I don't sleep well. My hands get inflamed. My joints ache, the symptoms start coming back. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's just, and you know what really, all right, I'm angry. Here we go. You know what really bothers me? When you tell people, and they're aware of it, and they know that eating healthy is good, but they don't do anything about it. They don't realize how many people their ill health will affect. They don't realize that if I have a heart attack, who's going to be coming to the hospital? People have to come to the hospital. I may be, wind up in a wheelchair. Somebody's going to be inconvenienced by wheeling me around and everything. If you already, all right, it's one thing if you don't know that you can heart attack proof yourself. But if you know that and you're not doing anything about it, I think it's selfish.
Yeah.
It's really selfish because you're going to affect and hurt a lot of people. So that's what I'm angry about.
Okay, well, you've heard it here. Rob Poe is angry, and he's doing something about it. He's got this really fun Broccoli Rob show, which is a happy show, right? And on your website, can we see little glimpses of what the show is about?
There's a little news piece that Verizon Fios did on the show.
Wow.
There's a video of the very first show I ever did. It was videotaped, and I put it up on there. I don't like the costume I'm in, but... Things evolve.
And... Yeah, well, you probably need a new video to put up there.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll have to work on that one. Okay. And favorite foods before we leave. I like to leave with a good taste in people's mouths.
Broccoli Rob? I love making a huge salad. Broccoli Rob. I love making a huge salad with nuts and seeds and tomatoes and cucumbers and celery and then making a nut-based dressing.
Nut butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cashew nuts, some orange, and sesame. Just delicious.
You know, delicious. I'm sorry, but all those pizza fans out there, when you learn to love this food, the salad, I mean, pizza doesn't hold a candle.
That's right.
It doesn't fill you up. It's just salty, oily, and believe it or not, it's not good. When you clean up and your taste buds all of a sudden start working,
Right.
You don't know what you can taste.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If I have something like we mentioned pizza, a bite of pizza, it's so salty because my taste buds have changed since I've been eating healthy and just doesn't taste good.
Well, I love talking to individuals about what food has done for them, and it certainly has. I don't remember you before. What you looked like, but you're looking really good now.
Thanks. I think I dropped about 40 pounds.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
And probably just without even thinking about it, just eating different foods.
I always tell people, don't think about losing weight. Just think about getting healthy, and losing weight will be a byproduct.
It's a bonus.
Of eating healthy.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. Okay, well, thank you for joining me on It's All About Food. And, okay, he's showing me his muscles here in the studio, and he's looking damn good. It's all in the greens. You, too, can benefit inside and out and start looking better and looking younger and feeling great. I like to say we're not getting older, we're getting better. And only kale can do that. And maybe broccoli, Rob. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be back with Rory Friedman, the co-author of Skinny Bitch, who's got a new book out called Beg. We'll be right back.